Welcome to the PwC Global Transfer Pricing Podcast, where PwC transfer pricing partners and thought leaders discuss the latest in transfer pricing developments throughout the world.
My name is Ben Brewer, and on today's episode, we are going to discuss value chain analysis and the best practices and approaches for multinational companies. With me to discuss this topic, we have Steven Tsang, a partner with PwC US based in New York, and John Burgess, a PhD economist and managing director with PwC US based in Boston. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Steven and John.
Thanks, Ben. So, John, let's start with the basics. What is a value chain analysis?
Well, Steve, value chain analysis is a transfer pricing approach that emphasizes a review of the entire consolidated value chain of our clients. Our value chain analysis approach, which is very innovative and powerful, uses evidence from fully entrepreneurial peers rather than low-risk service providers, as in CPM, to infer arm's-length profitability for specific competencies within the value chain. This type of peer analysis can be integrated with standard transfer pricing techniques like TNMM CPM analysis in allocating profit to individual entities throughout the controlled group. Steve, what is VCA's relevance in application to TP compliance, planning, and controversy today?
Yeah, John, as you have mentioned, the VCA makes maximum use of arm's length evidence. It's not just in traditional one-sided tests, but by making reference about the profitability attributable to core competencies and value drivers by the analysis of entrepreneurial peers. This is a slightly different from what we usually do of benchmarking less complex functions. OECD Action 8 through 10 specifically requires an analysis of a company's full value chain, looking at control group and transfer pricing in a holistic context of how group system total profit are divided among related parties. Whether you're in compliance situation, planning, or controversy, you should address all these requirements in a very consistent manner. The peer group competency analysis approach is particularly powerful in a controversy setting where real arm's length evidence is needed. Since compliance and planning should be designed to withstand scrutiny and controversy, this approach to maximize the use of arm's length evidence in a VCA setting is also highly desirable. So maybe, John, can we talk about how a VCA could reconcile with existing analysis or studies?
Sure, Steve. If a one-sided test of transfer pricing is used, you know, the traditional one-sided tests that we often see, if that's used, or if alternative approaches to value chain analysis, which are often driven by interviews and rankings and scorings of various types of functions and activities, you know, very complex weighting grids that generate profit split results. If those two approaches are done properly, they really should coincide with the results of this new arm's length evidence-based value chain analysis approach that we've developed and that we're applying in such a powerful way. The new peer competencies analysis approach to VCA can often be done, however, in a much more powerful, simple, and cost-effective way than the interview survey-based VCA approaches, and it has the huge advantage of being objective evidence rather than opinion and subjective evidence. Often, the different approaches to VCA will actually be very complementary to one another. Both can add valuable understanding to the economics of the value chain. So really, we don't look at this as a substitute, but as something that really can add powerful evidence to an overall analysis. In many cases, one-sided TP testing is still going to be used. It's still very useful, and it'll supplement the peer competencies value chain analysis when it can be concluded that one-sided approaches are actually appropriate from a full analysis of overall profitability, core competencies, and the full value chain. Steve, what are best practices today, and when should taxpayers use this peer competencies approach to value chain analysis?
John, this likely depends on the competitive situation of the industry you're in, which will drive the availability of peer group data, the complexity of value chain, and most important of all is the purpose of this analysis. As a rule, it should always be best practice to maximize the use of third-party arm's-length data as a way to minimize risk and controversy. Today, the entire value chain needs to be analyzed. Single-sided tests on their own will no longer be sufficient since they omit direct analysis of the full value chain. In best practice, there will always be a mixture of internal interview-based evidence and arm's-length publicly available evidence in evaluating the full value chain and attributing profit to individual entities. In cases where a peer competency analysis and public information does not provide sufficient arm's length information to establish the economic substance of a principal and support its profitability level, then a more detailed interview-based VCA approach may be helpful. Management is likely to be able to supply valuable insights in the operation of the value chain as long as the weighing and ranking methodologies and conclusions can be supported in likely controversies facing the taxpayer. For more complex value chains and for analysis likely to be used in controversy, reliance as far as possible on peer competency-based VCA analysis and publicly available data is likely to be the best practice, supplemented by single-sided tests when appropriate and by sufficient functional analysis to establish the facts regarding the full value chain. So with that, back to you, Ben.
Thank you, Stephen and John. That was certainly an informative conversation. Thank you to all who listened, and for additional information on this topic, please go to the Value Chain Analysis section on the PwC.com website, whose link can be found in the description of this podcast episode.